Hello, sisters. Hey, it's Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Brother Tupos went for a walk, and I was sitting here thinking, I was like, wow, we got so many different things to do. We've been so busy in the ministry and with the fellowship, helping people with all different kinds of things going on. And yeah, so I was like, wow, I think it's been a little while since I made an audio for my sisters. What do I want to talk about? I mean, there's always something to talk about, but then all of a sudden the word thankfulness came to mind, and I was like, yeah, thankful and thankfulness. So I thought maybe we would just talk about that a little bit and just remind ourselves and be thankful. And so thankful, or thanksgiving, it's like it's an attitude of being grateful or having gratitude for something. And so it's good for us to always ask ourselves throughout the day, you know, am I being thankful? Do I have a grateful attitude? You know, because we can get swept away in the flesh. And what that means is having that kind of attitude means we're not being selfish, we're not being self-serving, and we're not expecting something because we think we deserve it, because we all deserve hell because we've sinned. So what we don't have is hell right now, and we should have a thankful attitude because of that, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And we don't take things for granted. Now that is a big one that can really, that our flesh can really get into the mode of taking things for granted. You know, you turn on the water faucet and there's water, you flip the switch and there's a light, you plug in the appliance and it works, and you open up the refrigerator and there's food. And as we go about our daily lives and we get busy, I don't have all that. So on the other hand, when we find a water faucet, we rejoice. When I turn on the generator and I can actually get it on the first pull, I rejoice. And I don't have a refrigerator, but I have a cooler. And so when I get ice to put in my cooler to keep it cold, I rejoice. And so I guess I'm just kind of showing you, we don't want to take these things for granted. And I was just saying, you know, our flesh can really, like, just expect things to happen. You expect your vehicle to start. You expect to maybe hopefully have some decent health. You expect to get things done in your day. And that's okay to try to set those plans, but if it doesn't happen, are you still going to have a thankful and grateful attitude for the bigger picture of things, not just what's right in front of us? And so I wanted to read some scriptures. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, right there it says, always for all things. So we want to have a constant attitude of being grateful, appreciating, thankful. And let's see, Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Now, right there, there's several things in there to be thankful for, isn't it? Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Wow, look at that. Did you catch one in there? We could be thankful that we can make our requests known to God, and He will hear us, right? Colossians 4:2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. So there's more in the Bible about being thankful and being grateful, appreciative. And now comes the point, why should we be thankful? Not just because we're getting something, because it makes us feel good or it makes our life better. We'll think deeper than that. It's because of what Christ has done. Because without Him, we would be nothing. Without Him, we would have no hope. We would have eternal damnation waiting ahead of us if He didn't kill us already. And so that right there, every day, like Brother Tupos always tells everybody, preach the gospel to yourself every day. And we may forget sometimes, but, you know, on a general basis, remind yourself why we are still here in the grace of God, why we have the Holy Spirit within us, why we do what we do. It's not all for us and just have a nice life here. It's about what Christ has done and the hope that lies before. And we have to walk in Him and follow after Him until that end, where that hope is. And so I wanted to read Hebrews 9:12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood, He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Yeah, that last part, that's pretty, well, all of it anyway, but he obtained eternal redemption for us. That should bring us great joy. And we should be thankful for what he did, because we can't atone for our own sins. He did. So what a great thankful attitude we can have for that, right? Look past what's right in front of us and look to what the real meaning is why we're here. And let's also read Matthew 26:28. For this is the blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. And, you know, there's so many blessings in there with the New Covenant, because in, I believe it was in Jeremiah, I hope I'm right on that. I'm going to double check when I'm done on the audio, how it says we're going to get a new heart. The Holy Spirit will be written in our heart. The Spirit is going to be within us. And so when we're born again, that old heart, that old mind, that old carnal self is cleansed and washed away. And when we're born again, the Spirit comes within us. We have a new life, a new heart. We're washed clean. And we walk worthy of our Savior who went before us. And we sing. And we're thankful. And we're grateful. And we're obedient. And we just keep striving on after Him, because He's led the way and He's leading us along the way. So, you know, we don't have any reason to be unthankful, do we? Unless we're selfish and self-centered. So, like, I know it's pretty basic, but the next time we get frustrated or sad or angry or disappointed because something didn't go right, we need to remember what Christ has done, the bigger picture. Like I said, don't be focused and tripping over everything that's right in front of you. The bigger picture is what really matters. Maybe some of that stuff right in front of you doesn't even need to be done or taken care of. Maybe it does, so do it. Get past it, be done with it. Be thankful while you're doing it that you can do it. So, yeah. We just have to be thankful for everything, even all the way down to the smallest things. If you're thankful for that glass of water you get to drink, if you're thankful to be able to have clean clothes to put on, if you're thankful to be able to breathe and not be on a respirator, you know, when you have all that, it's going to give you the greater appreciation for everything, and it's going to be like become part of your character and nature. And here's an example, 1 Timothy 6:8. Of being thankful for the barest things. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. Okay, I know that's not thankful, but content. To me, thankful and content kind of go together. Well, so many of God's concepts can go together, but you know what I'm saying? If you've got food and raiment, wow, aren't you going to be thankful if that's all you have? Because I can guarantee any of you listening to this, you got a whole lot more blessings than just food and clothing, just like I do. And so anyway, we just want to remember to be thankful for every single thing that we have. And 1 Thessalonians 5:18 is exactly what I'm talking about. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So it's not like a suggestion. It's a command. To be thankful. So we're all going to do it. Amen? So let's just... It's a good reminder to bring this up once in a while. And I know us sisters are always talking about so many different things. And one of us is like, oh yeah, that's right. Thank you for that reminder. You know? And maybe somebody else is already walking in that character trait that we're talking about. And then the next time, maybe they get edified by the reminder going, oh, I've been kind of slipping in that area. But anyway, you know... We're thankful to God for everything that He's done. That's first and foremost. But we also, you know, think about the witness you have to those around us when we're thankful for everything that we have. We're not impatient and selfish if you're in the line and it takes a while. You're just thankful to be able to stand up and be able to do what you can do in the world and be able to buy whatever it is you're standing there buying. Or if you're driving and somebody cuts you off, be thankful you didn't get in an accident. You know, all these things. It's good for us to examine that. And it's walking in the Spirit, not the flesh. This is flesh killing that we have to do every day in our lives. And it's just good reminders and encouragement. You know, encourage those who are doing good and then help lift up those who are struggling in it. So anyway, I was going to end with this because, I don't know, this just shows me a great picture of thankfulness. Now, keep in mind, these people were in a time when they were being hunted down and killed. Acts 2:46. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Yep. Gladness and singleness of heart. They had to be thankful, right? How could we not be thankful for what Christ has done? All right. I think that's about all I had, sisters, for today. Let's see what the rest of our day brings, and I hope you have a joyous and thankful day. All right, I love you all. May God be praised.